The Alan Moy Show, it is really, really boss. The Alan Moy Show, special guest on every week. The Alan Moy Show, it makes you think though, doesn't it? The Alan Moy Show, get it in your ear holes.
What's up, mate?
Fuck me.
Come in a bit closer.
The thing is, so the best part about it was as well, his mate, I think, comes out and goes, oh, he's fucking blocked the toilet again, I just unblocked this recently. It's like, your mate just fucking blocked the toilet because he's the only one that fucking does it. And he admitted to it. When he first met him, he was like, oh, yeah, I take really big shits, man. The fucking toilet.
How big are these shits?
All I know is that it's enough to fill the toilet and block it to the point where you can't even flush it down.
To fill the toilet?
Well, you know what I mean.
Does it curl up like a classical
No, because you've got like the bottom of the toilet, and you can see like the end of the bowl where the water is. It goes past there and blocks that little bit there.
Goes at that weird angle.
Yeah.
Didn't there used to be a website called Rate My Poo?
I used to rate a lot of poos on there.
Did you used to rate a lot of poos?
You gotta do it, mate.
Take pictures of it.
I can't get a picture down there, mate.
Why not?
Take a picture and show me.
I don't have waterproof option on the phone.
Go to a printer and print it off like
fucking phone, mate.
Print it off for like A1. Stick it on the outside of your house.
Stick it out on the outside of his door.
Lewis, trade in your phone, get a Galaxy S7 Edge.
Why?
Very specific.
Yeah, get that one.
Why?
And you can take photos down the loo with it.
Yeah. Oh shit, mate. Waterproof?
Waterproof.
Is it shitproof?
Yeah.
Oh, it's shitproof.
Is fecal matterproof?
Fecal.
It's rated 7 on the fecal scale.
Nah.
7 on the feet.
That's bad, that is.
So we've just done a photo shoot
with
you. A sexy photo shoot.
Yeah, many pictures to take away.
What was your favourite pose?
Jeff Goldblum was my favourite pose.
Do you know what my favourite pose was? The one where you were on all fours and you were crawling it out.
And you clawed at me.
You clawed at him like a tiger.
I actually want to do more of those now. I actually enjoyed that. Is that weird?
It's not weird. Embrace yourself. Fine,
embrace it, mate. It's 2018, mate. Live your truth.
Live your truth.
20.
I think I'm getting back into the flow of it again from all those years ago, though, when I did it.
When you were a pussy magnet, innit?
When you was a pussy magnet.
Why are we taking photos of you, by the way? For what reason?
Because he's on the dating scene.
Oh shit, boy, Lewis is back.
So,
watch out, girls.
We're running a competition.
Single Pringle, ready to mingle.
We're running a competition on the Alan Mike Show. You could win a date with Lewis. All you have to do is like the Alan Mike page and
leave a comment in the comment section.
Leave a
on
comment
this video.
What you want to do on your date, right? And the best answer wins, but also you've got to share the Alan Mike Show page.
Yeah.
So like the Alan Mike Show page, share the Alan Mike Show page, comment on this thread with what you want to do on your date. Could be anything.
With and Lewis Richards.
There's no holes barred.
Yeah.
And Lewis is going to pay for it all.
Did you say?
One second.
Did you say that there's no holes barred?
No holes barred. Holes. Lady holes.
Yeah.
Bum holes, ear holes. All holes.
Nostril holes.
Nostril holes.
Lewis, what's your ideal date for the winner?
Yeah.
Somewhere nice and scenic, I reckon.
Oh.
With a nice meal, with a selection of choices.
Well, what choices would you allow them?
Oh, anything they want. I don't want somewhere where it's limited on what you can have.
Oh, I see.
So, like, maybe, not just like an Italian or something, because not everyone likes Italian.
You don't.
Somewhere multicultural.
Multicultural.
I disagree. I think you should go somewhere with a very limited menu.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to do, like, they're going to do 4 or 5 things really, really well, rather than, loads of stuff really shit.
But then it gives
mediocre.
But then it gives your date the option of what they can have.
What happens if your date wants a mighty bucket for one from KFC?
Then I'll take
that's
to
the
KFC.
Best
date. Yeah, that's okay.
That's a winner.
Do you know what? You've got to respect that. If a person, because it could be anyone. You've got to respect that if you say to somebody, yeah, I'll take you anywhere you want, anywhere, and I'm paying, if they turn around to you and say, I want to go to KFC, you got it, I'd appreciate that.
I would appreciate that as well.
I would have no problems with that.
I like KFC.
We should go right now.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. After this, let's all go get KFC.
Yeah, boy. KFC.
If you want to sponsor us for this podcast, just let us know. We'd love you to sponsor us. So, Lewis, what would be your preferred gender for this date?
Well, I am unfortunately only looking for women, so I have.
Women's a pretty wide spectrum nowadays.
Yeah, women of what gender, though?
There's only one woman.
There's only one woman.
Females.
Well, I'm staying out of this.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, Adam and Eve, mate.
You just want Eve.
I'm only after Eve, yes.
That still doesn't narrow it down anymore.
No.
So
they have to have a vagina and two boobies.
Well, born with the vagina?
Yeah, do they have to be born with the vagina?
Born with the vagina, yes. Oh.
Okay. Bit boring, that, mate.
I mean,
only female chromosome.
Remember, we did try a previous date that was, I believe, a change of gender, and it didn't turn up. So opinion, I'm against transgender people now because apparently they can't.
Because they won't fuck you.
They can't turn up to appointments.
Because they won't turn up to date.
I'm sorry to break.
I felt offended that someone who had to change their gender didn't even want to meet me.
I'm sorry to break this to you, mate, but that was a famous YouTuber, and we never even got in touch with them.
Yeah, no. I was so angry I actually believed that as well.
It was 100% bullshit.
Was that actually Al?
Yeah.
Oh my
Didn't
God.
You work that out, Lewis?
No.
Fuck's sake.
I was literally, because the way Al reacted, I was thought, okay, it was like legit. Because Al looked so pissed off when they didn't turn up.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
it was a good con.
That was the best.
That was the best of our lives.
I feel bad now. We could have kept that going.
We could have kept it going forever, mate. Oh, don't worry. Well, this is real now.
This is the real deal.
This is the real deal. Lewis is back in the scene.
I'm happy about this. I've wanted to do this for ages. Get Lewis a date. So, yeah. Like and subscribe. Share the post. Tell us where you want to go, what you want to do on your date with Lewis. Lewis is paying for it.
Yeah.
And
regardless of where you want to go.
Regardless. Good luck.
And if you want me to dress up, Cowboy and Pirate are in the options.
Cowboys and Pirates.
I'd love to see him roll up to a fucking KFC in this fucking cowboy outfit.
In a pirate outfit.
What about but you can't go to Wolverhampton KFC because there's already a guy who dresses up like a cowboy who lives in Wolverhampton.
Exactly.
So you've got to go.
You can go to the one in Trench.
I'd have to go to the one here, yeah.
Go as a pirate
nearby.
With a fake parrot on your shoulder, and when you get there, take a fence that everything is dead birds. Because your parrot is...
That'd be a good gimmick.
That would be good.
Women love gimmicks.
Women love...
What are you going to order at KFC?
Whatever she wants.
What are you going to order for yourself?
Myself.
You don't want to act like a pussy and now order something like some like small popcorn chicken.
No.
Order
I go with,
for
myself,
yeah.
The deluxe bonus box.
Fucking
look at this,
Mr.
Moneybags.
Billy Big Bollocks over here.
You like to clean everything off. You don't like to leave any bones.
I don't like leaving bone, no.
Okay.
What was that?
I like to strip all the flesh down.
Okay.
Whoa. Strip it down to the
nothing,
bone.
I don't want anything to gnaw on afterwards. It needs to be all in my belly.
Okay.
Bloody hell, mate. Talk sexy. KFC style.
What happens if a woman wants a bone? Would you give her one?
Which bone are we talking about?
You know what I mean.
She wants a bone in her chicken, mate.
Yeah.
You mean her fillet?
She wants a...
Yeah. Whoa! You're going to fillet, are you?
She wants a bone in between her chicken breasts.
Yeah.
She wants a zinger.
It'd have to be after we left KFC, obviously.
No, she wants it there.
Would
mate.
You give her? Would you fill her chicken fillets with a boner in between, right in between,
with some gravy
in the middle
sauce.
Of KFC?
Do you want gravy sauce?
Yeah, would you cover in gravy sauce
yeah.
in the middle of KFC
and mashed potato?
As long as no children are present.
Whoa.
Okay.
If she started having a stroke in KFC, would you give her hand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a guy! I respect this man.
Women listening to that. That's your advert. That's the kind of quality.
That's the low end. That's the KFC. Imagine like a fancy five star restaurant.
Fucking hell! Imagine if you're taking to Mackey's. Like,
that's the kind of quality date you're going to be going on.
So So, I mean, the competition isn't just open to women, though. It's open to everyone.
I think Lewis better fucking choose.
Yeah, Lewis should probably choose.
Lewis should probably choose this one.
Do you reckon?
But...
Because we'll choose the
I think... No,
we'll let Lewis choose
We need to find a podcast where we're going to announce the winner.
We can do it.
We can do our name, mate. Yeah, we can do our name, mate. They'll find the winner.
Yeah. I guess you can...
It'll be announced on the Facebook page.
A little
in
between, I guess.
Just on the Facebook page. We don't have to do a podcast to announce the winner. You get to choose the winner. Are you excited? Okay.
Yeah.
What sort of job would your dream date have?
I actually don't mind, to be honest. We've got preferences of like what they work as.
Oh, yeah. What if you worked at the Sanrio store? Would you like that?
Where's that?
Would you like if you worked at the Sanrio store?
I don't know what the Sanrio store is.
I think that's quite... Alright, are you going to knock a few competitors out then, mate?
Yeah.
Why?
What about job porn star?
Yeah.
I actually served one today that was a porn star.
Which one? How do you know? You've seen her.
Because I asked what she wanted a camera for and she told me.
Yeah. Oh, right.
She didn't say she was a porn star. She said she needed it for modelling.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
that's a leap.
For nude modelling. I was like, mate, the only one thing you need a video recorder for nude modelling.
Would you date her?
Nah, porn stars are too fake. A lot of
okay.
All of them. That's all porn stars.
Yeah, a lot of them are
100% he would have.
Too much plastic.
100% he would have dated that woman.
Yeah,
would he?
Yeah,
I didn't say yeah.
There was one actually earlier that I said that was a teacher and I was like, yep.
Yeah, what? What do you mean, yep?
Yep.
Well, would you have dated her?
Yeah, we're taking
it. Would you date teachers? Sure. Would you date Bruce Phillips? If he put a wig on, bit of lippy.
I mean,
it's just a date. We're not going to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's why the entry is anyone can enter because it's only the baits.
Yeah, there's no guarantee of sex.
Yeah, if it's a female, you got a guarantee of sex.
A guarantee, yeah. Even if you don't want it.
Yeah, you are getting. You,
no,
you
no,
are
you're getting fucked.
No. It's not like that. Don't take it that way. That's wrong. No.
Lewis is waving his arms in the air.
It's like a little token of saying, here's your token. You can have sex with me after if you enjoyed your day.
If you enjoyed your day.
Yeah. Whereas if it's a bloke, it's just a day.
No, it's just a day.
But what if like the person who wins is a bloke? I mean, and you get to choose who wins, obviously. But his suggestion of a date is so good you can't deny that he wins. And what if he really wants to have sex at the end of the date?
The token's only for females.
What if you really? What if you actually fall in love?
Yeah,
that's not gonna happen.
How do you know?
Really? How do you know, mate?
Guaranteed, 100%.
I will never turn gay.
Don't have to turn gay, mate. It's not 2018,
just,
mate.
Just to warn you, your truth. You could just fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Just get your cocks up.
I don't.
Close your eyes.
As long as you don't touch tips, so it's not gay.
Don't touch tips.
And also, fucking, I can't fucking on the butthole.
I can't believe
what? What? You can't do what?
Butthole fucking is weird.
Why?
It just doesn't feel natural.
Someone's fucked you up the butthole.
No, fucking other people up the butthole.
Oh, okay.
What if, right?
I would never ever receive up the butthole.
What? That's where your G-spot is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't want to help my ass.
Oh, fair enough.
Why not?
What about just a cheeky finger?
No, I don't even want
a cheeky. A cheeky bum wank?
I mean, even when I'm cleaning my butt, heart does. I don't even like doing that.
Why not? You like prefer it dirty?
I mean, I have to clean it out, but I don't enjoy the sensation of doing it.
If you took a big shit, would you rather it just be filthy all day?
No, I clean it out, but I just like I don't like the feeling.
You don't like cleaning it. Well.
Well, if you're wiping your ass and your finger accidentally slips like a tiny little bit.
No, I've got quite a tight butthole, so.
Okay.
I'll be right.
It's never been fucked.
Exactly. It's.
All wanked up.
What?
Lewis, here we go, yeah?
Right.
A very beautiful lady replies, yeah? And you choose her.
Yep.
And it's the greatest day we've ever had. She wants to go, forget KFC, mate. She wants to go to fucking McDonald's, mate.
Right.
Yeah, you take a McDonald's, it's wonderful. You fall in love instantly, yeah? You get back to yours, yeah? You stop banging, yeah?
Mm.
She says, Lewis, I love you with all my heart, but I have one request.
What?
I want to put a singular drop of super glue down your bum hole.
No fucking chance.
Just a singular drop.
No.
Just one drop.
No. I'm not having my arsehole. I'm not having my arsehole sealed.
You can spread it wide first, but just boop. It'll be like a drop in the ocean.
No, never.
Not even for the one you love.
Never having my butthole sealed.
What? So I didn't say with sealer, I just said a singular drop.
No, because after that's down there, and then I let go, it's going to seal up wherever it gets down to.
Not permanently, though. Super glue's not that strong.
It's a singular drop.
No, I'd
probably be too wet down there anyway.
I wouldn't allow
for it to seal.
Glue hole.
What about in your Japs eye?
No.
So listeners, if you're planning to drop a singular drop of super glue down Lewis's butthole, don't
do it.
Don't even bother asking.
Still like and subscribe, but don't.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
Yeah. If you're thinking maybe your date might.
Because I'd probably have to go to work the next day as well.
It's too close to the bone, so don't bother with arts and crafts either, especially not if super.
Arts and crafts.
Yeah.
I do arts and crafts.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would you make?
Quite some of artistic stuff, actually.
Mm.
Oh.
For sexual pleasures, at least.
Arts and crafts. I mean, I'm talking like...
Lewis is on fire today.
Toilet rolls.
No, do you know a good one? Do you know, I don't know if you remember at school, those little...
Pipe cleaner,
that is it.
You get a pipe cleaner.
Would you let your date put a pipe cleaner down your japs eye?
No.
What about the people?
Am I allowed to say japs eye?
Yeah.
Is it I will allow it. As the token Asian here, I will allow japs eye.
I'd say it was racist, but you can say it if you want.
Well, everyone says it.
Bell
end. It's only when you think about this.
Then you bell end.
Bell end.
It's weird Lewis is happy today.
It is weird and I like it.
I'm used to miserable Lewis.
Aww.
Look how happy he's smiling. He's smiling. So happy.
Why are you so happy, mate?
I've done a little photo shoot.
He's really happy.
You really enjoyed that photo shoot.
Yeah, it's given me a nice little bit of flair again.
Aww.
Remember my youth.
Are you going to make a Tinder profile as well? Not to dismiss this competition, but you know, we need to get Lewis as much as out there as
the thing
possible.
Is, for me, social media, I hate...
Tinder is not social media.
Well, no, it's like, it's another thing I've got to keep on top of.
You just swipe right a bit.
But
you won't be on the market long, mate, especially not on Tinder. So people better be entering this competition because you might miss your chance. Right, so what if you meet a woman, right? You go into McDonald's, that's where she wants to go, yeah. She orders the fillet of fish, which is fucking weird.
Mm.
So that puts you off for a start. When she gets back, right, she's like, I want anal, right?
Yeah.
And you begrudgingly agree, right? Then when you pull your knob out.
It's covered in fillet of fish and worms.
I would probably spot and kick her out the window.
The podcast is over.